What's up, guys? This is Coach Ryan here with Rare Breed. We are starting our episode two. So first episode was only 4 minutes long. So hoping this one, episode two, will be a tad longer. So buckle up. I also came up with official name for the podcast and got us on Spotify. So we're legit now. And we're on the books. So welcome to Fitness Beyond the Binary. A podcast about redefining fitness and strength, breaking down barriers and stigmas surrounding fitness, and then creating an inclusive space for all bodies, all genders, all levels, and all ages. Here on this podcast, we'll talk about topics like creating gender-affirming fitness spaces, challenging toxic gym culture, and just sharing my story and the stories of others about what being healthy, strong, and fit means to them, because it looks different for everybody. So now that we know the why behind starting my gym, or at least the 4 minutes that I shared, let's talk about the how. How I got Rare Breed to where it is today, how the gym has changed over the past year, and some hard parts of owning and running a business. So first off, I spent a lot of money on a mentoring program, but that was a huge game changer for me and probably the best business decision I've ever made. And still in that mentorship program, the best decision that I continue to make. So over the last year, I've really leaned on that guidance, and I credit a lot of my success to the mentorship that I've received. I'm also notorious for working hard and working a lot, so that's always been a thing for me. And running and owning your own business is requires a lot of that. So my brain never shuts off when it comes to the gym, which is a both good and bad thing. But that obsession and that passion is just definitely what has driven the rapid growth of Rare Breed. Since November of 2023, when we opened our doors, things have taken off. I expected growth just like any business owner. But I definitely didn't expect the amount of success that we've had so quickly in just a year and a couple months being open. My mission has definitely remained the same since the start. We're providing a safe exercise space for all bodies, all genders, all levels, and all ages. And we help beginners and new gym goers gain strength. But more importantly, we help them gain confidence in a gym space so that they can also become fit and healthy. Our target audience has also remained the same. Staying true to inclusivity and making a space for the queer community here in Kansas City was really, really important to me. So I definitely think a huge part of our success is because I've been really intentional about upholding my values and protecting the culture of our gym and just, upholding like what's important to me. We definitely do not just let anyone become a member. There's a process. Athletes either will try out a class, but more often I rather sit down one-on-one with that athlete to chat about their goals and what they're looking for and kind of how we can help. Usually, just like anything else, it's like your first date. Like within the first of 5 to 10 minutes, you usually know if it's not a good fit. So with that, if they're not a good fit, there's no bad blood. I just typically refer them to other gyms in the area that might be better suited for them. It all works out from there. But being vocal on social media about our inclusive and queer-friendly space has definitely brought in the right people. Some of whom have become really good friends of mine. One has become a roommate. Shout out to Cass. So it's been amazing. Our culture at Rare Breed is special. And that's really the only word that I can like pinpoint on like what the culture at Rare Breed is. And I think anybody that you talk to who have either like been a class, they're a member, or they've just attended an event of ours can say the same. There's just like an infectious joy and just like good vibes in our classes. We have so much fun. We laugh. Sometimes we even will like skip a class to go grab beers. Instead, shout out to Casey Beer Co. That's right down the street. We host events. We host happy hours outside the gym. We support each other's hobbies, going to the roller derby bout or going to someone's house and hanging out, playing pickleball. But we just genuinely just show up for each other, in the gym and outside of the gym. It's never about leaderboard scores. No one cares what you got on the Metcon, literally at all. I can't believe that gyms still say their scores out loud. I don't know why the hell anyone would do that. That is so humiliating. And so discouraging. So if you are a coach or trainer, you should stop doing that because it's toxic. So at Rare Breed, there is no toxic competitiveness. There's no drama. Instead, we fly our pride flags. Our plants have cute little pride flags in them. We've got, you know, stay true to who you are on our wall. So that makes every single person just know that they're safe and welcome here, and kind of weeds out all the toxic folks, in my opinion. While the gym has grown in numbers, we've added new coaches, you know, we've gotten more equipment. The mission hasn't changed. The space has helped so many people, and not just our queer athletes, but others who've been able to step outside of their norm, learn about pronouns, gain visibility into the queer community, and just take that knowledge back into their own spaces, like their workplaces. And I think for me, as the owner and head coach, just seeing that kind of growth and allyship just gives me so much hope in humanity and our future. And I have goosebumps and I don't want to cry, so I'm going to move on. So one thing, also this might make me cry, but one thing that has changed though is me. At the beginning of this year, I came out as non-binary, and the representation and visibility that I've experienced over the last year and a half at Rare Breed has just made me sit down and just really reflect on who I am and who I want to be and what best feels right. So this gym has changed my life, and that's probably an understatement. When I started, I was, you know, working a couple jobs, trying to just pay for gas and some of the bills. Luckily, I have an incredibly supportive wife who took on all of our financial responsibilities for about 5 months before I even started paying myself. And even then, it was literally paying myself enough to just split the rent with her. I sold my 2018 Subaru Crosstrek, and I've been driving a 2004 Toyota Avalon with 215,000 miles on it. She runs like a boss. Shout out to mom and dad for that little borrowed car. I took a huge risk. You know, I sold all my Bitcoin. I emptied my savings and borrowed money from my parents and their car to, you know, pay for the equipment and pay for some of those overhead fees when starting a business. We spent, man, golly, the demolition was insane. We spent 6 weekends, not weeks, like 6 weekends, Saturday and Sunday, sun up to sundown, flipping a total shithole into this badass 2,000 square foot space gym that's blacked out. It's slick. And when I opened my doors, I had 7 members. Since then, we've consistently grown by about 5 to 8 new members every month, mostly from referrals and word of mouth. But because I always say to our athletes, your people are my people. And those are the kind of athletes that I want in our gym. So Bring a Friend Fridays have been, pretty awesome. Meeting our athletes' friends every month. Now let's kind of talk about the hard parts of running a gym. I'll keep this brief because the list could go on. But first off, nobody teaches you how to do taxes. I think I took thing in high school that's supposed to teach you how to like run a business and like write on checks and like what the heck, but definitely didn't teach me how to do taxes. No one tells you how to save money on taxes. What the hell is a high yield savings account? So all of the like business stuff, I still have no idea what I'm doing. So thanks to my mentor, I ask her about 5 million questions, over the course of a month about all of those things. So get a mentor if you're trying to open your own business. So owning a gym, it can also feel really isolating and lonely at times, which I don't talk about this a lot. But as much as I do love our community, I'm still the boss, which means, you know, I have to maintain professionalism, set boundaries, still not very good at that, but getting better, but just keep my business separate from those personal relationships. So it's definitely hard. I love my athletes so much. So working on not oversharing and kind of setting those boundaries will be really important as we move forward here. But at the end of the day, my owning a business, running a business, especially this gym, has been so rewarding. I feel strong. I feel really brave. And I feel like I'm doing what I have always been meant to do, which is just lead and help people. So that's all I've got. Hell yeah, we're at the 10-minute mark, so we're a little bit longer than episode 1. Stay tuned for our next episode. With that, I'm out.